In this video, I'm going to rank every single double barrel shotgun in Fortnite history from worst to best. This is every Fortnite shotgun that has two barrels, and as some of you may know, I've actually done every single multi-barrel shotgun before, but in this video, I wanted to narrow it down just to double barrels exclusively, since with the addition of weapons like the unstable Yoink shotgun, we just have more and more of them. I gotta give a quick honorable mention before we start to the pump and dump, right? Obviously, the shotgun has one barrel, but if you count the SMG and the shotgun together, it's two barrels, but obviously, for simplicity's sake, it will not be on this list. All right, at my number 10 spot, the worst double barrel shotgun in Fortnite history. Who could have guessed it? It's the Dub. The more and more times that I rank the Dub on my Fortnite videos, the more I realize like how much of a generational hater I am of this weapon. I seriously can't believe how many people I actually see try and defend the Dub, right? It's almost like when I destroy and nuke Chapter 2 Season 6 in any of my videos, there's always like that poor soul in the comment section that's like, hear me out, Chapter 2 Season 6 was good. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not hearing you out. I'll never understand it, right? I will never understand why a close quarter shotgun pushes you away from the person you're trying to shoot, right? If somebody can explain to me why that is a good mechanic for a Fortnite close quarter shotgun, then you know what? Maybe you can convince me. And no, this thing is not good mobility. I don't want to hear that argument. Anyways, moving on from the Dub at my number 9 spot is the Oni shotgun from Chapter 6. Obviously, this will include the Mythic version, which enhances the weapon equip time, which is really useless for the Oni shotgun. Who cares about that? Like, look, I see what they were going for, right? I see the vision. You've got like the range of something like a Ranger shotgun or a combat shotgun, but you've got the power of a double barrel shotgun, the legendary version. You're doing 105 damage a shot. And it seems like most of those times you are going to hit for decent damage because the pellet spread is just so tight. I will say something, the pre-buff Oni shotgun is one of the worst shotguns in Fortnite history. It was horrible, and they ended up buffing the damage up a ton. They buffed the headshot multiplier off, they buffed the effective damage range, they even buffed the fire rate. Like, this thing went through the absolute ringer in Chapter 6 Season 1 to try and make it somewhat usable, but it just couldn't compete against the Sentinel pump, and that's what it comes down to. Maybe in a different season, the Oni gets a little bit more love, but again, it is by no stretch of the imagination a good shotgun. Of course, in my opinion. My number 8 spot is going to be the Primal shotgun. Of course, this will include its Mythic version, and dude, I don't know what it is. I have a problem. Like, I need to go seek help, because anytime I see anything on my ranking videos from Chapter 2 Season 6, I like feel my blood boil. Like, I get so angry, dude. This Fortnite season was terrible. But at first, you might not think this is a double barrel shotgun, but look closely, there are clearly two barrels on this weapon, so it's able to be on this list, and the pre-nerf Primal shotgun is, well, one of the best shotguns you've ever seen. And while yes, it was very, very bad for the majority of Chapter 2 Season 6, would I rather have the Dub, the Oni shotgun, or the Primal shotgun? Yeah, I'm gonna take the Primal shotgun, just mainly because you can get that pressure, right? It's got that crazy fast fire rate because it is a 2-round burst shotgun, which, by the way, Fortnite, please never add another 2-round burst shotgun to the game. We don't need it. Look, like, it's still a bottom feeder shotgun, but at least with this weapon, like, you get tons of pressure, whereas the other ones, you don't really get that, and it's basically high risk, high reward. And quite frankly, you can say the same thing about the Twin Fire Auto Shotgun, which is the weapon at my number 7 spot. This also will include the Mythic version, which enhances the reload speed, which is much needed with the Twin Fire, because this thing is so painfully slow. In literally every aspect of that word, this weapon is just slow. It's slow to reload, it's got a slow fire rate, it's just, it feels so clunky to use it, and it doesn't compare to the Sentinel pump, and honestly, it doesn't compare to a lot of Fortnite shotguns. This thing is pretty bad. Again, similarly to the Primal shotgun though, it's one of those things where if you get in someone's box, you are gonna have the pressure. And that's why it's not in any worse of a spot on this list, but I don't really think it's a crazy take, like what I'm saying here, that the Twin Fire Auto shotgun is a really just poor performing shotgun. My number 6 spot is the Double Barrel Shotgun, the original inspiration for this video introduced in Chapter 1 Season 5, right? And look, I see the value proposition here with this weapon, especially back in Season 5 when you had the spray meta going crazy and you just needed something at close quarters that was just gonna blow your opponent away. And in that season, this weapon was pretty usable because, like I just said, it was a close quarters meta. You had a ton of spray SMGs that everyone was using, and this weapon could hold its own. And similarly to almost all the other shotguns on this list, is one of those things where it is high risk, high reward. Like if you jump into someone's box and you miss one of the two shots, you're probably going to be in trouble. But if you hit both shots, you can easily take somebody down. I mean, the legendary version, you're looking at 120 damage per shot. And the damage isn't why it's kind of low on this list. It's actually the reload time. The reload time is 2.7 seconds. That's a long time, especially considering the Outlaw shotgun's reload time is almost half as fast. And the damage between the Outlaw shotgun and the Dub shotgun isn't significant enough where I can defend the double barrel shotgun against it. And all right, since I just kind of talked about the Outlaw shotgun, let's talk about it a little bit more at the number 5 spot. And this will include its enhanced mythic version, which gets considerably better, actually. It removes the spread penalty when jumping or sliding. And I feel like the Outlaw shotgun in Chapter 6, Season 2, didn't really get a ton of use because of what I would call, you know, a pretty decent shotgun meta in that season. But when you have a really, really weak shotgun meta in Chapter 6, Season 3, the Outlaw shotgun is starting to see some more use. I've even seen some competitive gameplay of people using the Outlaw shotgun when, of course, they can't get a Sentinel. And like I just alluded to with the regular double barrel shotgun, the damage isn't that different from that weapon, but you still get so much more benefit in the reload time sector. I mean, the reload time in the legendary version is 1.7 seconds. Remember, with the double barrel that I just talked about, it was 2.7 seconds, and you do 118 damage per shot for the legendary Outlaw, whereas the regular double barrel is 120 damage. So really not a significant enough difference. And look, is it better than the Sentinel Pump Shotgun? Absolutely not. This is not the best shotgun in Chapter 6, Season 3, but it's got its use cases, right? All right, we're moving on to our number 4 spot, and that's going to be the Lawless Twinfire Slap Shotgun from Chapter 6, Season 2. And yes, there is a pretty big discrepancy on this list between the regular Twinfire Auto Shotgun and the Lawless Twinfire Auto Shotgun. And that's because the Lawless version has a couple of things going for it. Firstly, you're getting the damage of a legendary Twinfire here. So right away, that is a big benefit. But also, you get infinite sprint when you are holding out this shotgun. So I think it's one of those weapons where it's like, if you see it on the ground, I would recommend that you would take it. And my thoughts on this weapon have stayed the same basically since it came out. It's like I would not go out and spend a dilbit on it, and you probably didn't use this shotgun a lot in Chapter 6, Season 2 because most people weren't buying it. They were opting for things like, I don't know, the Rift Launcher or the Heavy Impact Sniper or the Accelerant Hollow Twister. Really, just the majority of the Lawless exotic weapons were better than this one. But still, you can't understate the importance of that infinite sprint, right? That's really, really good. And if you can't find a baseball bat, well, this is a good option for your mobility. At my number 3 spot, say, this might surprise some of you guys, it's going to be the Unstable Yoink Shotgun. You got to hear me out, right? Because if you watch my video where I ranked every weapon on launch of Chapter 6, Season 3, the Unstable Yoink Shotgun, I said, was one of the worst weapons of this season. And at the time, that was true. But recently, this weapon received some massive buffs. They increased the damage from 114 to 131. A 17 damage buff is almost unheard of in Fortnite history. And that means they also increased the max damage cap from 171 to 185. That is a huge deal. And while I still don't think the Yoink ability is crazy good, when you're doing 131 damage at close range, the ability to bring players closer to you is definitely helpful in some situations. And yes, this buff was definitely needed because before the buff, it was really bad. But I think it's time we start putting some respect on the Unstable Yoink Shotgun. And also, let's just be honest, this is what the Dub should have been from the beginning. All right, moving inside our top 2, and at my number 2 spot is the Thunder Shotgun. And here we go. Oh boy, we're getting into the hard hitters. We're getting into the big boys of this ranking. And yeah, the Thunder Shotgun is really, really good. Remember, the Thunder Shotgun in the legendary version is doing 118 damage a shot. That is more than some of the other double barrels on this list that you have to reload after almost every single shot. Well, this weapon, that's not the case. It's essentially a pump shotgun. Now look, you do have some pretty obvious drawbacks from this weapon and some reasons why it's not the number 1 spot. I mean, first of all, the fire rate is pitifully slow. 0.76 is really not going to get it done. And the magazine size of 8, but you got to remember it shoots 2 shots every time. So that means you only get 4 shots. And you have a brutally slow reload time of 5.8 in the common version. Almost 6 seconds to reload is horrible. But I think this weapon just so consistently hits for big time damage numbers that it feels like you're able to look past some of those drawbacks. But noticeably, it's not at the number 1 spot on this list, guys. It is beaten out at the number one spot by the ACP Scatter Blaster from Fortnite Galactic Battle. And if you didn't think this was a double barrel shotgun, well, I didn't think so as well until I looked up the photos for this weapon, and there you can see it's clearly got two barrels, and it's able to be on this list. And when I made my ranking for every multi-barrel shotgun, the ACP Scatter Blaster hadn't come out yet. I mean, that video was made months ago. This shotgun is unbelievable. And people do consider the Thunder Shotgun to be one of the best shotguns in Fortnite history, but let's just compare them here. The ACP in the legendary version does 121 damage, the Thunder does 118. The ACP has a fire rate of 0.82, whereas the Thunder Shotgun has a fire rate of 0.76, so the Scatter Blaster is 2 for 2. While the Scatter Blaster technically has an infinite magazine size, the effective magazine size before it overheats is 6, whereas with the Thunder, yes, it's 8, but you actually only get 4 shots. So look, the ACP is now 3 for 3. And obviously you don't have to worry about reloading because this thing gives you infinite ammo. And the only way it's worse than the Thunder Shotgun is just by the max headshot damage. The Thunder in the legendary version can do 195, whereas the ACP can only do 185. And in a season like Galactic Battle, where I think you had a lot of really weak weapons, the ACP Scatter Blaster stands out as one of the best, and it's certainly the best weapon on this list today. All right, guys, I hope you did go on to enjoy this video. I had seen this video being requested multiple times, and of course, you know, I had to deliver it to you. Let me know in the comment section what you want to see me rank next, and who knows, your ranking idea could be my next video. I literally see every single comment down below. You guys have been awesome down there recently, and you know what, you might as well subscribe while you're down there because we are pushing for 100,000 subscribers. We are in the final stretch, guys. Again, if you did go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.